The tax rebate would cost the state a total of about $816 million. Evers would spend another $100 million on a child and dependent care tax credit. He'd spend $750 million on public schools and higher ed. The tax credit at the heart of the plan is similar to a child tax credit former Republican Governor Scott Walker approved in 2018, just ahead of his own reelection campaign. At the time, Democrats called that plan an election year bribe, but Evers says circumstances were different.
We weren't in a pandemic back then, and we didn't have people that were struggling mightily at home, especially with some inflationary costs.
Still, the state Senate's top Republican issued a statement saying he would not go along. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said Republicans would not risk the surplus for Evers' reelection gimmick. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.